Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has congratulated the Lebanese people and government as well as Hezbollah resistance movement on the anniversary of Israel's withdrawal from southern Lebanon 16 years ago. Zarif sent separate congratulation letters to his Lebanese counterpart Gibran Basil and Hezbollah Secretary General Seyed Hassan Nasrallah. The Iranian Foreign Minister described Israel's withdrawal as a victory and a glorious event for Lebanon and the entire region. Zarif reaffirmed Iran's support for the Lebanese government and people as well as Hezbollah. On Wednesday, Lebanon commemorated Liberation and Resistance Day, which marks the end of the Israeli occupation of its southern parts. The occasion is celebrated on May the 25th each year.
Hezbollah Secretary General Seyed Hassan Nasrallah says the resistance movement will continue to fight against its enemies and will be victorious at the end of the day.
The axis of resistance will not be defeated in the ongoing battle in the region. It will emerge victorious, and the banner of Palestine will be raised again. The only conflict in the region will be over the Palestinian cause.
During a celebration marking the 16th anniversary of the withdrawal of Israeli occupation forces from Lebanon, the leader of the resistance movement stressed that Israel remains the greatest threat to Palestinians and the entire region.
The army-people resistance equation will remain a source of strength for the country in this era of Arab inaction and global support for Israel. Some want the Lebanese to forget that Israel's barbarity and terrorism, and on Liberation and Resistance Day, we must remind ourselves of that. We must remind ourselves that Israel is the main and real enemy that is seeking to seize our resources, and that it is the biggest threat to our country and the region.
Observers stress that the Liberation and Resistance Day in Lebanon should be a catalyst for Arabs and Muslims to unite with the resistance.
This holiday initiated the Iwa victory, and this will open the way for many other victories to reach the one main victory against our two main enemies, which are two faces of the same coin, Israel and the Takfiri terrorists.
Said Nasrallah also highlighted Israel's crimes against Palestinians, calling on them to continue their resistance, which is the only path against Israeli occupation. Nasrallah also thanked the Lebanese people for fulfilling their national duty of taking part in the municipal elections. He also called on the Lebanese factions to agree on a new electoral law in order to make way for the election of a president.
Although the area of Baalbek was not occupied by Israeli forces, the people of these towns provided much of the manpower of the resistance, which fought the Israelis for over 18 years. Hezbollah's first prominent leader, Sayed Abbas Mousawi, was also from Baalbek, and today hundreds have come from all over Baalbek and the Bekaa Valley to commemorate the liberation of most of South Lebanon. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, from Nabi Sheet, Baalbek.